You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's the Thursday edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your very gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you so much for making me a part of your day. In an on-demand world, I always wonder where people are listening from. Not just the countries, but are you listening at work? Are you listening at home? Are you in your car on your way to a sales call or on your way to meet your girlfriend or maybe you're going to the game? Let me know. At GEEHSO, that's the Twitter account, at GEHSO. Let me know where you're listening to Locked On Thunder. And thank you so much for your patronage, not only to me, but the Locked On Thunder Network. If you're just hearing my voice for the first time, I'm a guy that's been in radio for now about 20 plus years or so, or I did radio for about 20 plus years, for 4 years in Oklahoma City, where I hosted post games and pre games for a local radio station that were very Thunder centric. And I've covered the Thunder for 5 years, and I'm currently working for a publication called Thunder Digest, which is run by Chuck Cheney. And I co-host a podcast called The G League with a guy by the name of Brady Trantham. And we'll be doing another episode of that after Friday's game against the Miami Heat. So if you haven't heard that, we do tweet it out at GEEHSO. That is available on iTunes, and it's a lot of fun. So check it out. We even try and get into a little bit of pop culture and just, for an hour or so, talk basketball and, make it as conversational as possible. There, that's the best way to put it. There's a lot of fun. There's other stuff, too, because man cannot live by bread alone or steak and potatoes alone, however you want to look at it. And today we're going to try and not give you just steak and potatoes, but the entire meal as we talk Oklahoma City Thunder basketball. In segment number one, I'm going to tell you why the Thunder need to keep Carmelo Anthony around, even at the $28 million price tag. There are some things that Carmelo Anthony does off the court that certainly the Thunder need. And if the Thunder are going to win a championship, they need a guy like him in the locker room. So we'll explain that to you in segment number one. In segment two, we're the American basketball fans. We are the ones that put the NBA on the map. But Adam Silver's latest idea could hurt American fans and could hurt owners. Why Adam Silver has a great idea, but it's a great idea that must be stopped. And in segment number three, maybe our most important segment of the day. So why is it coming around to three? Well, it's not exactly Thunder-centric. Russell Westbrook will give us his thoughts on Trae Young and whether or not he thinks he'll be able to succeed in the NBA. I'll tell you about a point guard I like better than Trae Young and I would draft if I was lucky enough to have a lottery pick. And more importantly, the Big East and the Pac-12 are working on getting rid of one and done with this whole two-and-none idea. And it would immensely help the product of college basketball. More importantly, it would get out some of the slime that the AAU has infected the sport with over the last 25 plus years or so. So all that's coming up today on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Hey, it is the madness of March. And if your bracket is in shambles, you've taken a look at it and went, my gosh, I had no idea what I'm doing. Right there with you. So I'm raising my cup of coffee to you now. There, you can hear it. Then do what I'm going to do. I'm going to log on to mybookie.ag because I can't stand to go the entire month of March without winning some money on college basketball. And I want to bet with a site who's actually going to pay out. So mybookie.ag will do all that for you. Plus, if you are a listener to the Locked On Podcast Network, they will match your first deposit up to 50%. That's right. Your first deposit will get matched up to 50%. All you have to do is enter the code, the promo code, LockedOnNBA. So no matter which, I think we've got like 32 podcasts on the NBA total. Yeah, I know I always think there's 32 teams in the NBA, but there's only 30. All 30 teams in the NBA are covered via the Locked On Network. And we've got Locked On Fantasy and Locked On NBA. So there's a lot there for you to consume and digest, but you enter that code LockedOnNBA and mybookie.ag will match that up to match your first deposit up to 50%. So log on today and win yourself some money because you've earned it. You've had a bad bracket. It's in flames. Now earn a little money back with mybookie.ag. Let's talk Carmelo Anthony now here in segment number one of the Locked On Thunder podcast. And I would like to see Carmelo Anthony stick around Oklahoma City until the end of his career, even at that $28 million price tag that he will have, or close to $28 million. I think it's $27 and some change. And one of the main reasons why is Carmelo Anthony for $28 million and one more year inside the Oklahoma City Thunder system will probably be more agreeable to a guy that would come off the bench. And for those of you that want to see Carmelo Anthony not start and don't want to see him in clutch situations, despite the fact that he hit two big threes against the Boston Celtics the other night, yeah, I know he also missed two free throws and went one of three from the charity stripe. If he's around another year, and Russell Westbrook and Billy Donovan and Sam Presti have the influence over him that I think they do, and he's a guy who just wants to get that ring and get that monkey off his back, that championship monkey, he'll probably be willing to come off the bench. Now, is that way too much to pay for a bench player? Absolutely. But here's where Carmelo Anthony brings you something more valuable than a guy that performs on the court, and that is a very calming influence. He is the yin to Russell Westbrook's yang. Russell Westbrook, that dominant Batman-type figure, and we always like to use superhero analogies when we talk about, in particular, star basketball players. Russell Westbrook is Batman. I'm a big DC fan. I've got the Batman tattoo. Love Justice League, even though it was a bad movie in Batman versus Superman. But that is Russell Westbrook. Just get the job done by whatever means necessary. He's going to get it done, and he's not going to be there to hold your hand while you are performing. You're expected to go out and perform at a certain level. If you can't get it done, Russ is going to tear you down. You better do exactly what he says when he says it. Carmelo is more that Superman calming influence where he's going to be a little bit more matter of fact, but he's also going to make you feel better about the effort you're giving. So as long as you're giving effort, as long as you're showing that it means as much to you as it does the rest of the team, Carmelo Anthony can be that guy that can smooth out all those rough edges that Russell Westbrook sits around. This last part, and is admittedly selfish, I've always had a childhood crush on the New York Knicks. Ever since I was in college and Pat Riley was their coach, that was the team I rooted for until the Oklahoma City Thunder came along, because my hometown finally had an NBA team. So I like Carmelo Anthony just for the fact that he's been in New York. It's also one of the reasons I like Raymond Felton. But as somebody who has to talk to members of the Thunder on a daily basis, there's nobody I'd rather talk to than Carmelo Anthony. Because I don't subscribe to the whole shut up and dribble philosophy. I want guys to be able to express themselves, not just about basketball, but any range of topics that they feel passion on. And Carmelo Anthony certainly has that. And if you don't know about Carmelo Anthony, you haven't listened to him in interviews, you can log on to LockedOnThunder.com, and we've got a few of them in their entirety. But there's a couple from Shoot Around that you might want to check out where he not only talks about the NCAA and what's going on there and how much of a hypocritical organization it is, but he also gave us his thoughts on students walking out of the class to protest gun violence.
I'm in support of that. I think if the is one message, it's not, you know, a bunch of messages. Everybody is in sync, all the kids. It's different than me sitting in front of the camera and talking about what should be different and the laws should be changed than it is when kids start talking about it, because that means kids are they are cognizant of what's going on. They are, you know, they woke. They understand the significance of what's going on in schools and in their communities and our communities as a whole. So any way that, you know, I can support that, I'm on board. I know it's a big march coming up, and big kids march in D.C. coming up soon. And we're working on, you know, me and my foundation is working on some things to be a part of that as we speak. And So we just, you know, it's not really about the marches. It's more about just being heard and having a voice and, you know, wanting people to understand that, you know, it is a time for change. Small, large, it is a time for change.
This is the stuff that Russell Westbrook doesn't give you a whole lot of. And really, nobody else on the Thunder gives you a lot of this either. Steven Adams, great guy to talk to, but he's never going to talk about himself. And if he has feelings on something that are a little bit controversial, he'll sort of avoid that topic. The best he can, he'll just try and shoo it off and tell us that it's something that we have to deal with. Andre Robertson's great, but I've never heard him get into stuff like that. That's why it is important to have a Carmelo Anthony around, because it opens our eyes. And even if you don't agree with what these athletes have to say, and a lot of times I don't, it's still nice to hear them be something more than brands, which that was the whole problem with Michael Jordan. Is Michael Jordan was just a brand, no more, no less. Great basketball player, but there wasn't anything there beyond that basketball persona or beyond that Nike swoosh. Carmelo Anthony is something more, and for that alone, he should stick around. Is it worth $28 million? I think so, but stuff like this is very invaluable to me. You as a fan, probably not going to see it worth $28 million, but there is that clutch gene, and if all you care about is what happens on the court, he will show you from time to time that late in a game, he can be very reliable. Or unreliable if he's at the charity stripe. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. Thank you for joining me today. Coming up in the next segment, why Adam Silver's latest idea hurts the American fan base. It is the madness of March, and we're down to 16 teams. You're looking at your bracket right now, and you're figuring out, you're going through all the possible scenarios about how you can beat John in cubicle number 2. Because all John did was just fill out his bracket based on either conference loyalty or mascot loyalty, or just picked them out of the hat. You studied, you learned, you got caught up on college basketball, and ultimately it burned you. Well, don't worry. You can still put a little money in your pocket. You may not be John, but you might walk away with a little bit more money than he does if you just go to mybookie.ag and lay down some cash. We do it here at the Locked On Network, and the reason we do it is because mybookie.ag pays out. That's a big thing. If you bet on sports, you want a website that pays out. And also, if you are a loyal listener to the Locked On podcast, whether you're listening to our good friends at Locked On Hornets today, or you're listening to our good friends at Locked On Spurs or Locked On Clippers, then we will take care of you. All you have to do is enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. That's right, LOCKEDONNBA, and get your first deposit matched up to 50% from mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag is the best place to lay down a little cash and win some money during the craziness that is March. Segment number 2 now of the Locked On Thunder podcast, and thank you very much to David Locke, the host of Locked On Jazz, and the voice of the Utah Jazz, and also the person that started this Locked On Network, which I'm very grateful to be a part of. He sat down and talked to Adam Silver for 10 minutes. And this was a great conversation. They got into a bunch of stuff. And I think David, I should know this, but I don't. I think David is actually going to air this interview in its entirety, maybe through a couple of different podcasts. But one of the topics that is catching a lot of fire right now is the idea of doing a mid-season tournament in the NBA, much like what goes on in European soccer leagues, where you've got the EPL and the Champions League going on at the same time, which incorporates all the leagues from around Europe. Adam Silver wants to do everything he can to make sure that the NBA is marketed as well as soccer is around the world and picks up as many fans. Here's Adam Silver's idea on how to make the NBA a little bit more like soccer.
I went back today and actually listened to an old interview you and I did, and one of the things you said was, I would like to have more than one trophy. So what is your vision on cups, and when do you think it can ever happen?
You've done your research. I mean, I continue to covet, other leagues, especially when I look at international soccer, where there's more things to play for than just one championship trophy. So back in the league office, we've looked at midseason tournaments. We've looked at playoff play-in tournaments. I would just say we're still studying it. You know, I'm balancing it against tradition. And I think there was a period there where people thought the All-Star game had outlived its usefulness, but then it bounced right back this year. And I think that came with a tweak of sorts where, you know, we changed the format, had captains, created a little different incentive for the players to be more competitive on the floor. And I thought it really worked. So we're sticking with All-Star now. I think in terms of other tournaments, we're going to study things. We're going to look at other. We're especially looking at other things around how teams move into the playoffs. Maybe that's also a way to deal with the rebuilding issue that's become so prominent in the league now. But nothing to announce yet.
This is a terrible idea. It's a very bad idea. And if you're an American fan, then you're getting hurt by this, because as American fans, we're not like European fans. And Adam Silver needs to know this. Roger Goodell, Major League Baseball, I think Rob Manfred probably needs to learn it more than anything else. In other parts of the world, country always comes first. That's why the World Cup is such a big deal. And you want to see the World Cup, you want to see your team win the World Cup, USA, USA. Well, here in America, we want to see each of our individual teams win a championship. That's the way we are. So whether you're a college fan or a professional fan, hey, you want the Dallas Cowboys to win a Super Bowl. You don't care if Team America wins the gold medal in football, which I know there's not one, but it, like USA Basketball. I don't care if USA Basketball wins a gold medal. As long as the Thunder win a championship, I'm pretty happy. I'm really happy. I don't need USA to ever win a gold medal. And as long as Kevin Durant is on Team USA, I'm not rooting for him. If there aren't members of the Thunder on Team USA, I don't care if they win a gold medal, because I want the O'Brien Trophy here in Oklahoma City on display. The other thing is if you're going to do it like soccer, or let's say you are going to have the Thunder take on Fibonacci, and I can't even remember what country they're from, I don't want to risk in midseason somebody like Russell Westbrook or Steven Adams getting hurt to win some Copa de Europe. Because that's not the way we think as American fans. And honestly, owners probably aren't that way either. Owners hate this idea. Mark Cuban hates any of his players playing in international competition and does his best to discourage it. I would hope that Clay Bennett would do the same thing and discourage guys from being in international competition, because as an owner of the Oklahoma City Thunder, you don't pay them to go out and win those kind of championships. You pay them to win an NBA championship. And this is just one more way the American fan gets screwed by Adam Silver, because he seems so hell-bent on marketing it to the world, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's more time that, look, we're Americans, and that I will admit that this is the ultimate Americanization of sports. We need to get the world to think like we do. We don't need to think like them. And millennials may be a little bit more worldly than Generation X, but I would dare say that I think most millennials who were raised by American parents and grew up with this sense of franchise first, country second, may ultimately agree with that. Of course, if you disagree, you can reach me at GEEHSO. That's GEEHSO. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Network, your team daily. In segment three, how we might see the one-and-done rule get changed, plus what does Russell Westbrook think of Trae Young? It's March. There's 16 teams left. Your bracket is in flames, so make up for it by going to mybookie.ag and betting a little cash. Enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. That's right, LOCKEDONNBA, and mybookie.ag will match that by 50%, or they'll match your first deposit by 50%. That's a better way to say that. MyBookie.ag actually pays out. Unlike a lot of other sites, MyBookie.ag is not going to mess you around. They want you to get your money. So go to MyBookie.ag right now, place a bet for what's coming up today in the madness of March. Win a little money on college basketball and get your first deposit matched up to 50% by entering the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. That's mybookie.ag, a proud sponsor of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Segment number three now of the Locked On Thunder podcast. Trae Young from the University of Oklahoma, which is right down the road in Norman, declared for the NBA draft. He's a point guard. He looks like he could be another Russell Westbrook triple-double machine. Here's what Russ had to say earlier about Trae Young's ability and the idea of him succeeding in the NBA.
Yeah, he's done an amazing job, man. He's put the work in and put himself in a great position to lead a team. He's leading the country, probably scoring and assists, which is amazing to see him doing such great things.
Russell Westbrook would be a great mentor towards Trae Young because they share a lot of similar traits. It essentially, if you tell Russell Westbrook he can't be something, he's going to turn around and do it just to prove you wrong. And Trae Young seems to be the same way. I would not take Trae Young right now over Colin Sexton in Alabama. That guy proved not only through the year, but more importantly, late in the season through the SEC tournament when Alabama needed him to be good and get them over the hump and get them to the NCAA. Colin Sexton looked like he could handle that pressure a lot better than Trae Young, which tells me at least for his first few months and maybe for his first couple of seasons, he's better equipped to handle the rigors mentally that are the NBA. Because Trae Young is going to make a lot of mistakes. Colin Sexton is going to make a lot of mistakes. Fans are going to get on him. Fans are going to wonder why you drafted these guys so high, because I don't think either one of them are going to come in and necessarily set the world on fire, especially if I look at what Trae Young did his last few weeks at OU. So if you're asking me Colin Sexton over Trae Young now, even though Trae Young may turn out to be the better player, right now I have more faith in Colin Sexton in the immediate future than I do Trae Young. If you haven't seen this, log on to ESPN.com today and check out the Big East recommendation for replacing the one and done with the two and none. Essentially, what the Big East wants to do in the Pac-12 with them is tell players, you're either committing to college for 2 years or you're not coming at all. And I'm totally with this. I think guys who are good enough to play in the NBA should be able to enter the draft and they shouldn't have to waste their time with college. However, if you want to go to college, it would be nice if you make an investment. In fact, I'll go so far as to say that you should add an extra year on that and make it three and none. So that way the college basketball product gets better. We get a chance to follow these kids. And if you're there 3 years, you're going to be more invested in that degree. And if that's really what the NCAA cares about, 3 years towards a degree will make kids want to either stick around or come back and finish that degree. The other thing they're going to do in this is the proposed elite player unit, EPU, which would be pre-collegiate guidance from kids from the 8th grade through the 12th, from people who would go between the NCAA, the academic people, and the NBA and help guide kids on their path. Also, they would try and do their best to steer them away from agents, etc. There's also an ethics code for conduct for coaches recruiting high school players and potential college transfers. There's a lot of good stuff here. And what they're trying to do as best they can is put the genie back in the bottle and keep a lot of the AAU coaches who are strictly using these kids for their own game or own gain out of basketball. I don't know that you can do it, but this is a step in the right direction. I love it. And again, read more at ESPN.com. Brian Windhorst wrote a great article on that. That finishes up today's episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. Tomorrow, we break down the Thunder's game with the Heat a little bit more, and we'll go one more round with Adam Silver talking about players and them using their voices for things other than basketball. We got into a little of that today, so we'll hear what Adam Silver has to say tomorrow. Until then, Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.